That's okay. No problem.
Here, yeah, pass it over. Yeah.
Keep this near you so you get it on the.
Harinam, chanting Harinam. I chanting Gopal mantra.
Can you speak a little louder because the flute is also. What are you saying?
Gopal mantra.
Gopal mantra, yes?
Yes. Chanting japa. Gopal mantra.
Okay.
Is I like good connection Gopal mantra.
You receive from Guru?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
My question is I have more connection Gopal mantra Hare Krishna Maha mantra is difficult connection.
Okay. So what? You want to know if that's okay or what?
What?
What is your question?
Is
that's
good,
a statement
is
of your position. Yeah, you want to know if it's good or bad or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Radhe, Radhe. The devotee's asking a question about he's taking diksha from Guru and received a very wonderful Gopal mantra. And of course, chanting of Hare Krishna is the foundation of all of our practices and being followers of Lord Chaitanya, the Hare Krishna mantra. Our guru may give us a particular number of rounds to chant of Hare Krishna mantra, 1 lakh or 16 or whatever. So first and foremost, we have to follow the shiksha of the guru, the requirement and shiksha of guru regarding japa sankhya, our daily japa sankhya, so that you know if that is a particular number, then you have to do that. Some gurus, they request 4 rounds. Usually 4 rounds would be the minimum, because that's called granti. Granti means a knot, like a knot, you know, you tie a knot. Tie your shoes and do this. Knot. K-N-O-T. So that 4 rounds of japa, it ties you to Krishna. Because that 4 rounds is like an offering. It becomes like a knot. It becomes like a rope to tie your heart to Krishna. It's an offering. It's usually 4 rounds or 8 rounds or like this. So we chant our sankhya, our daily number of fixed rounds of japa, per the instruction of our guru. Then after that, we're supposed to always remember Krishna, never forget him, by reading Bhagavatam or doing puja or doing smaran. Or in your case, you say you prefer chanting of the Gopal mantra as mala, because that's also done in the Gaudiya Vaishnav. Generally, the minimum number of mantras, diksha mantras, that one can chant and still be considered to have diksha is 10 times. Each mantra 10 times. But most of the Gaudiya Vaishnav acharyas, they recommend or they require their disciples to chant 1 mala of Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri. In fact, here, when they give initiation, Srila Natadas, the new candidate, the sadhaka for initiation, he has to give 2 set of beads, two japa beads, Tulsi beads. One is for Maha Mantra, and one is for Gopal Mantra. So separate malas. So you may have the same. Or you can chant on the same mala. So then at that time, initiation time, the guru will say, you chant 108 times, 1 round. And then you may ask, well, can I chant more? He said, yes, you can chant all day if you like. The guru will tell. Because when I was initiated by my guru, Pandit Sri Krishna's Babaji Maharaj, he gave me this requirement of 1 round of Gopal mantra. I said, can we chant more? He said, yes, it's very effective. You can chant more if you like. There's so many glories of Gopal mantra written. There's an entire Upanishad. An entire Upanishad of the 108 Upanishads. It's called Gopal Upanishad, Gopal Tapani. Gopal Tapani Upanishad. And there's 2 or 3 versions, maybe 4 versions in English language. And there are described the glories and some lilas and many things about Gopal mantra. And different acharyas have written commentaries on Gopal mantra, or no, Kam Gayatri. Kam Gayatri Vyakya by Prabodhananda Saraswati and Mantra Artha Deepika. Mantra Artha Deepika is by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. I think that may be also on Kam Gayatri. I forget. It's in my book. I have a book on Gayatri out there. It's a book about Gayatri. All these mantras are described. So if you find more liking there, there's no problem, because if you're chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all day on doing Japa Mala, or you're doing Japa Mala or Gopal Mantra, it's the same. What's the difference? Gopal Mantra is Nam, Hari Nam. It's Krishna, Govinda, and Gopinath. What's better? And depending on your conception or the mantra art, the meaning of the holy name that your guru gave, that you meditate on while chanting, or that you understood or realized or desire to contemplate while chanting the mantra, then that particular result you'll get from that mantra chanting. According to the sankalpa you take, what is your desire, what is your wish, what do you want to attain, what fruit, what goal, what objective do you want to attain from chanting this Gopal mantra before you're chanting each day? That's called sankalpa. And then the mantra art, the meaning of the holy name. What are you reflecting upon when you're chanting this mantra? What vision, what lila, what form, what meaning? All these things together, they create the effect or result in the chanting. So the answer, the question is whether, is it okay or is it bad or is it good or which is better? They're both equal to each other. Nam. Everywhere Lord Chaitanya, when he's talking about the name, Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, Nam. Nam Lao, Nirantara Nam Lao, Nirantara Nam Lao, Nirantara Nam Lao. He's saying, without cessation, Nirantara, no end, no end, take Lao, take the holy name. He doesn't, I don't think even, maybe once, I think there was once in the entire Chaitanya Bhagavat where Lord Chaitanya mentions the Maha Mantra when he's telling some Grihasas you should chant the Maha Mantra, and he says it there, it's in the shlokas of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But anywhere else in Chaitanya Charitamrita or anywhere else, there's no mention of Lord Chaitanya and the Maha Mantra. And when he's talking about the holy name, he's saying Shikshastikam. He's saying these are instructions about Nam, Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan. He doesn't say Hare Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He says Nam Sankirtan. If you see the accounts, the biography account, which is quite thorough and comprehensive, of his life in Navadvipa and Puri also, to some extent, is the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And there, at least a dozen times or more, Lord Chaitanya's kirtans, he would break into a kirtan and would chant kirtan, and the mantras that he would chant are given by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Jayahari Marari, Sri Krishna Marari, Jaya Vanamali, Vanamali, or something like that. Jaya Krishna Marari, Jaya Vanamali, or something. Govinda Vanamali. These type of mantras, but this doesn't say Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But the point is Nam Sankirtan. So if you're chanting Gopal Mantra, it's a lot of Nam Sankirtan. Because there's no verbs there. In a Gayatri, there's verbs. You know, verb, V-E-R-B, verb. There's Vidmahe, Dimahe, Prachodayat. These are the verbs of the action verbs of the Gayatri mantra. Vidmahe, Dimahe, Prachodayat. So these are active. Think like this or desire. These are verbs. But in the Gopal mantra, one is called Gayatri and one is called mantra. So the Harinam mantra or the Gopal mantra. It's called Gopal mantra, not Gopal Gayatri. So Harinam mantra, they're both mantras. And this is the age of mantra. Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam Sango Pangusha Parashadam Yagya Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Samedasha. So I was telling in 11th canto Bhagavatam, Karabhajan Muni, or one of those rishis there, they're saying that Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishna. Krishna has so many names, and so we should chant them. So it's perfectly all right and very rustic to chant Gopal mantra all day. You'll get tremendous benefits and fruits. There's all kinds of Purush Charan Brat is described. It's a type of self-purification of the consciousness, and that's described in Hari Bhakti Vilas quite extensively with 240 verses about how to observe Purush Charan. So the primary practice of the Brat, Purush Charan Brat, is based on lacks of chanting mantra. There's Purush Charan Brat for Hanuman, for Saraswati, for Krishna. So many Purush Charan Brats. Sankalpa for Saraswati Darshan, for blessings for Vag City or whatever. Or Hanuman Darshan for Bhutishvara Shakti, or power to control Bhutas, or so many things. So when they chant Gopal mantra, then their Sankalpa is taken, and so many lakhs are chanting. So you're chanting so many rounds every day, and so after so many months, that will be so many lakhs of Gopal mantra. So knowingly or unknowingly, you'll start accumulating the benefits of Gopal mantra chanting. It may end up to be like a Purush Charan type, you could say, kind of an extended Purush Charan, where after you've chanted 1 lakh of mantras, you may have darshan of Gopal or Govinda. Because the ishta, there's mantra and mantra ishta. So in the mantra, there's an ishtadev being worshipped. And then there's a gati, the goal. There's the mantra, first there's ishta, who is your ishta? Then there's a mantra to worship the ishta. By chanting the mantra to worship the ishta, which is a sadhana, then you attain the sadhya, which is your goal, which is your ishta, your param gati. You go to Vrindavan, you see Radha and Krishna and serve them eternally in Manjari Sarup. So, great. Kling Krishnaya, Govindaya. Go on. You're attached, Rati, Nam Rati. This is a sign of Bhav. One of the symptoms of Bhav is Nam Sarat Ruchi Ganat Sarat, or whatever it is. Nam Ruchi Saragane. Nam Ruchi Saragane. That always you have taste, you have Nam Ruchi Sara. You always have a taste for chanting the name. So whether you're chanting Gopal Nam, or Govinda Nam, or Gopijana Vallabha Nam, or Krishna, or Radha and Krishna. Because in the Manjari's conception, in Raghunuga Bhakti, the Manjari Bhav conception of the Maha Mantra is completely, totally rasic. It's Shringar Rati, that Radha and Krishna having, you know, most intimate love affairs inside the Maha Mantra. And this is the conception of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, given by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Vaishnav Das, and also Raghunath Das Goswami. At least we accept those and follow those and reflect upon those. So there's no shortage of Gopijana Vallabha inside the Maha Mantra. There's no shortage of Govindaji or Gopal. They're all there. Most profoundly, Gopijana Vallabha is there. He's the beloved. And the meaning, the art, the mantra art given by Raghunath Das Goswami is completely, it's a whole leela. Oh, Hari. And Radharani, it's Radharani speaking. Radharani speaking to Maha Mantra, and every word is meaning Krishna. Oh, Hari, you steal my mind away from my housework with your beautiful flute playing. Oh, you thief. Oh, Hari. And then Krishna, then you attract me and you pull me into the forest. And then you sit me and this and that and this and that. And pretty soon, Radha and Krishna are enjoying the most intimate affairs. It's all inside. So it's not that Gopal Mantra is more rustic or more Madhurya or more Sringar Rati than the Maha Mantra. Don't think that. This is Nam, and Nam is Anantam. Krishna's Nam is unlimited. There's unlimited forms there and leelas. So if that's your ruchi, that's your kinsha ruchi, that's even a slight taste you have for that, that's very good. Generally, hardly anyone you will meet will say, oh, I really like the chant Hare Krishna mantra on japa all day. Hardly meet anyone like that. What to speak of meeting someone, oh, I really like to chant Gopal mantra all day. Great. When you get there, when you see Gopal, put in a good word for me. Tell him to please bless this fool, this fallen fool, this wretched rascal.
Ruchi can become Rati.
No doubt. Already, there can't be ruchi without preliminary rati anyway. You can't have a taste for something you don't like. Liking means rati. And tasting it means ruchi. We discussed this before, actually. Attachment and ruchi, they go side.
Lord Babaji, one small thing. From your personal experience, from your...
Sorry, you got to come out of your warm hands there.
Revered Babaji, revered Babaji.
The monkeys sit around like this, and then we say, "Oh, you stupid monkey, we're going like that." And we're underneath our cheddar going like this. I'm walking down the sidewalk like this at night. I'm freaking, and the monkey's looking at me, and I'm looking at him. You're the monkey, or I'm the monkey. So you have this big fur coat. I just have this skinny little blanket. I think you're warmer than me. You know? I'm going like this and freezing, and you're going like that, maybe not so freezing. But I don't want to be a monkey. No, thanks. I'll be Krishna's monkey, okay, Dadi Loba, or Radharani's monkey, Kakati. Radharani is Kakati, an old skinny bony monkey like me. So I'll be an old skinny bony monkey named Kakati.
Kakati.
And my disservice will be to startle Radharani and wake her up from the kunja every morning. Jatila is coming! Kakati, he screams this out. Jatila! You imagine a monkey, how they speak, it's not so sweet. Jatila is coming. Everyone jumps out of the clinch and runs. Yes.
So, Revered Babaji, from your personal experience, I would like to know, that is how far Puranmasi can help in sadhana? Because today morning only I was there. And
there means where?
Puranmasi's cave. And I wanted
over by Nandagaon, Barsana.
Yes, between Sanketa and Nandagaon.
I know you can't really see the cave, but you see like a building and a little.
But
place.
They have no electricity there. I wanted to spend the night and all that, but they say that there is no electricity and all.
Yeah.
So, but
Purnamasi, you know, caves are supposed to be dark. So Purnamasi is.
So
really
how far?
Because Luchinta.
Because all these places, you see.
Meditation is done in the dark.
Dark. So how far these places will help in sadhana?
Excuse me?
How far these places will help?
How far Lila Bhumi Vrindavan helps you in sadhana?
No, especially Puranmasi's cave, I'm saying, especially.
Puranmasi's cave, okay. Puranmasi's cave.
Yes.
The devotee is asking a question about the, we see in some of the Parikrama books of Brajmandal nearby, is Barsana or Nandagram? I forgot.
Between Sanket and Nandagaon.
Yeah, yeah. I went one time in my life, about 2 years ago.
About 2.5-3 kilometers before
Sanket, Nandagaon.
Yes.
After Barsana, going up to Nandagaon, yeah, in a side somewhere. Yes. Yeah, I went there once, somewhere between Barsana and Nandagaon.
Yes, yes.
Because Purnamasi has to arrange the Leelas in Barsana, Nandagaon, and Yavit.
Yes.
So she's centrally located, like the, Connaught Place or something. Her cave, her gufa, Purnamasi gufa cave, is located pretty much equal distance from Yavat, Nandagaon, and Varsana.
Yes,
so she can easily integrate and coordinate all the leelas. Purnamasi, of course, is Advaitacharya's wife. It's Advaitacharya's shakti. So I'm in Advaita Vamsh, I'm in Advaita, not Advaita Vamsh, I'm in Advaita lineage.
Madhu Mangal's mother.
So there's an intimate connection between Advaita, because Sita Devi is told in Gaurganesh Deepika, Sita Devi, the wife of Advaita, she is Yogamaya. And Yogamaya is Purnamasi. Yogamaya is the spiritual energy that makes everything work in a whole dynamic spiritual world. And in our line, in this line, they have added over the last few hundred years, although 500 years ago probably they weren't there. The original Diksha mantras in Gaudiya Sampradaya were Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri only. And other mantras, Gaura mantra, Guru mantra, and Sakhi mantras and Radha mantras, so many mantras have been added over the last couple hundred years. But they're not even mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas, nor did the initial Parishads of Lord Chaitanya. Even Anantadas Pandit, he describes the history. He said it was about 160, 180 years ago, all the monks met and said, yes, we should introduce these other mantras. So it's quite recent. So also Siddhanta Saraswati picked it up in the Gaudiya Math and introduced Gaur mantra and all these they have. So everyone's doing it, but not everyone. I have some friends in Advaita Parivar, and they only have Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri, because that's all that Advaita gave to his sons. And it came down through them, you know, the parampara. So these have been added. So what is saying? So many of them now get Purnamasi mantra. They get Yogamaya mantra and Gayatri. I have myself. So the vast number of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, which is not IGM as they say, ISKCON Gaudiya Math, that's the acronym. It's called acronym. That means abbreviation. Like MGM or, you know, Metro Golden Mayor or MM Triple M or whatever. It just means things, you know. ISKCON. ISKCON is an acronym. It's actually International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So IGM means ISKCON Gaudiya Math. It's internet lingo. It's not very reverent, but anyway, they say it like that. At any rate, they are not the majority, of course, of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They're the minority. They're strong and powerful and good spiritual movements for preaching. But in terms of numbers, you know, all Arisans and all Manipuris and all Bengalis, so many, millions and millions in Bangladeshis, they're Gaudiyas. So they, most of the, all of the many, many of the Vairagis and devotees in the Rag Marg, they will have this Yogamaya mantra and Gayatri. It's quite popular nowadays, last few hundred years. So the point is that, and she's mentioned also in the Bhajan manuals and Padatis at different acharyas like Dhyan Chandra and others, Siddha Krishnadas, she is essential to entering the Leelas of Radha and Krishna. The Yogamaya Shakti is, you can see the example of the Sadhana Siddhas. The Sadhana Siddhas in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, in the Kaityayani chapter, which is, I don't know, I forget what it is. Anyway, it's maybe chapter 22. Yeah, chapter 22. 10th canto, chapter 22. After Veno Gita, then comes Gopivastraharana. Krishna steals the clothes of the unmarried gopis. That's in chapter 22. And that's describing the sadhana siddhas. They were sadhakas like us. And they were doing sadhana in Gopi Bhav, Raghunuga Marg. And they are the Rishicharis, the Shruticharis and the Rishicharis, Dandakaranya sages of Treta Yuga. So they are worshipping Radha and Krishna in Gopi Bhav. So then, to actually attain, but they weren't attaining, they didn't get Krishna. They were young girls. And apparently they're very young because they say that they're only 6 years old. And when they were seven, they entered the Rasa dance. And Krishna was eight. So it's told by our acharyas, not in the Tikas itself, the Bhagavatam. I mean, in the Tikas, not the Shlokas of Bhagavatam. So there it's telling Katyayani Mahamaye. Katyayani Mahamaye, Mahayogini Nidishri. Nanda Gopasuttam Devi Patime Kurute Namaha. Says, oh Katyayani Ma, oh Purnamasi, oh Yogamaya. So they're worshipping that aspect. Like one switch makes AC in your car, and one switch makes heater. Wintertime, motor for heater. Another switch, same car, same engine. Another switch makes AC in the summer. So there's only one energy of Krishna's, Yogamaya. But when she acts in this material world, she's called Mahamaya. So Katyayani is one of the 12 forms of Durga. But the Tikas of the Acharyas say the gopis have no interest or need to worship Durga because they're liberated. They're in Krishna's Leela. They're Siddha. They're Sadhana Siddhas. They've attained perfection. They're like us, they'll attain perfection. And they enter the Bhoma Vrindavan Leela, the Prakat Leela, manifest pastimes of Krishna somewhere in Vrindavan, this Vrindavan. On this bhumi. So now this is the last, down to the final point of attaining Krishna. So I did a 1 month brat in this Mrigashirsha month, the month of Krishna. Krishna says Mrigashirshaham, Masa Mrigashirshaham. Of all the months, I am Mrigashirsh. They say Mark Shirsh. Yes, right after Kartik. So they did this brat, and in the Tikas it says they were saying, oh Yogamaya, please join us with Krishna. Please link us with Krishna. Yoga means link, connect. Please make the son of Nanda Maharaj our husband. Nanda Gopa Sutam Devim Patim Me Kurute Namaha. Patim Me Kurute Namaha. I offer my obeisances to you, Yogamaya, Purnamasi. Please connect me to Krishna. So there, right there is the Praman. proving the necessity for the petition, prayer, tapasya, remembrance of Purnamasi Yogamaya to gain Krishna. That was their sankalpa. We worship Yogamaya. We're worshiping Yoga. Okay, girls, here we go. Let's get together. We're going to worship Yogamaya for 30 days. For what? To get Krishna as our husband. Remember, you forgot 3 million years ago when you were a sage in Dandakaranya and you saw Sita Ram? You said, oh, how beautiful he is. How beautiful he is. Oh, it would be wonderful to be his wife. You had that desire from Madhurya Bhav, conjugal love. And Ram looked at you and he understood your heart and he said, Tatastu, Bhavatu, Bhavishya Bhavatu, Bhavishya Bhavatu. In the future it will be. And it was. Krishna is Ram. Ram is Krishna. He came and he came there specifically to fulfill his promise that his devotee never perishes and he never fails in his attempt. So this is a clear example of worshipping Yogamaya to attain Krishna. So we very much pray to Yogamaya. She has her gufa there in our side up there, not far from here. Maybe closer than Vrindavan, maybe not. It's fun to go there also. But then there's Purnamasi.
Very tranquil, very peaceful
place. Yeah, nice place. Very nice. Asli Braj.
A lot of kadam trees today.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw at least 8 or 10 trees. Kadam.
You went with your son? You went there with your son?
No, I went alone. I have to meet him. I have come yesterday.
Yeah, he's busy in his bhajan. You're the father, don't bother him. Just be the father. He lives in his ashram. He's the father. I mean, who's the father, who's the son? It's like Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya met Mukunda. He said, your son is Raghunandan. So are you the father or is he the father? And then Mukunda said, oh Lord Chaitanya, my son Raghunandan, he's the father. He's the father because he's a little boy and Krishna comes down and eats out of his hand. So my Thakurji ate food from my son's hand. And I saw my own eyes. So I think my son Raghunandan is my father and I'm his son. He's certainly more Krishna conscious than I am. So this is the question on your side. Are you the father or are you the son?
From there we cannot see Sriji Mandir, but we can see Nandgaon temple from there.
Yeah, yeah.
And Nandgaon hill we can see. From
yeah, because Purnamasi, she has to keep an eye on Krishna more.
More.
Because Radharani is more predictable. She only loves Krishna. And she'll only think about Krishna and go to Krishna. But Yogamaya is watching Nandagram.
Yes.
She can't see Barsana or Sriji's palace from her cave when she comes out of her cave, but she can see. Why is it like that? Because Krishna's chanchal. He's here and there. Sometimes he's on his way to meet Radharani, then he gets waylaid, kidnapped by Padma and Shaiva, and they take him to Chandravali. So Yogamaya is watching, because she's always thinking of Radharani's interest. So Yogamaya is more favorable. She comes every morning. Who wakes up Krishna every morning? Yogamaya. That's why she has to keep an eye on Nandagaon.
Every morning.
She comes every morning to wake him up. She doesn't have to worry because her expansion is waking up Radharani. Mukhara. Mukhara is Radharani's grandma. Grandmas are good at waking up grandkids. They're very gentle. Mothers just come in and say, get up! Go to school! Grandmother comes, oh my baby, this, that, and touches the cheek and it speaks soft words, and then, oh grandma, yeah, oh my child, you know, you have to go to school, yeah, okay. Soft approach. Mother comes in, just pull the cover off, get up, take a bath. Oh, mom.
But sitting in Radhakund, we can visualize all these things. Because.
Yeah, we try to. That's what it means to live in the Dham, is to see the Dham. Now, it's very much anukulya to visit these lila stalis, just making that effort and going down those bumpy roads and bouncing around, even though we're not walking on our bare feet, we're going in cars and shoes. But still, that's all we can do in our age, because we're like this. We're not like before. But at least we're going there, like they were 500 years ago visiting Purnamasi's cave. We're also going there. Mahajana Yena Katha Sapanta. We're following the footsteps of the Acharyas. And we're seeking their mercy and their shelter. So everything is being recorded, everything is being watched, everything is being noted. So the efforts for Parikrama, the efforts for Leela, for Braj Darshan, are much appreciated by Krishna, because Braj is... Yeah, can you get the gate? He's going. Thanks. They're much appreciated by Krishna. You're an elderly person, so it's even more difficult to run around, bounce around rickshaws and cars. But that enthusiasm, that adventuresome spirit, that enthusiasm to want to see, to want to feel, to want to pray, to want to be there, and it's very helpful and anukliya for progress in bhajan. Utsaha nistriyat daryat. Eager to see. Narottam Das Thakur writes in Prem Bhakti Chandrika, one should be eager. One should be eager to see the Leela stans of Radha and Krishna. So this is the advice of the Acharyas. Just to sit in our room in a guest house in Krishna Balaram temple and never come out is not exactly the best way to live in Vrindavan. It's okay. Maybe you're chanting and meditating Leela all day, then I can't say anything. But it's also nice. It's a natural thing. If you love someone, you want to love everything about them. Krishna loves cows, we love cows. Krishna loves Vrindavan, we love Vrindavan. Krishna went everywhere in Vrindavan and played. We want to go everywhere in Vrindavan and play with Krishna. Because we'll go there. We best know where is Purnamasi's cave, because we'll be in Nandagram one day and Purnamasi will have a cold and she won't come. And I'll be there, I'll be in Nandagram, because Radharani sent me to Nandagram to get Krishna's remnants. Or just to see what he's doing before breakfast. So I'm helping Krishna get bathed in the morning, because the mantris also help him bathe. And then Krishna tells me, listen, when you're done, Purnamasi didn't come today. I want you to go see her and see if she's okay, and take some of my remnants to Purnamasi. So then he gives some. So then the mantri, so where does she live? You don't know? I don't know. She lives in a gufa, because she's a yogi. She's a yogini. Yogis live in a cave. They don't live in the palace. Krishna lives in the palace. Radharani lives in the palace. Yogini Purnamasi lives in a cave, in a gufa. She's a big yogi. So the Vairagi sadhus are worshipping Yoga Maya. Please, you're the biggest yogi. You're the biggest sadhu. You're always with Krishna. So please bless me. So then we have to know. So it's even as anukliya for internal bhajan. Mantri smart. Oh yeah, I went to Purnamasi's cave and I bought her some remnants, and she was so happy. And she said, "What? You're an avadasi. You're a new mantri. Yeah, I'm a new mantri. I haven't seen you before. Who is your guru sakhi? Oh, my guru sakhi, so and so. Really? You have any particular ambition? Oh, you know, I see, you know, Rupa Goswami painting Radharani's feet. I would really love to have a chance to paint Radharani's feet. I was watching for many days. I'm watching Rupa Mantri paint Radharani's feet in the morning when she's being dressed, and my Gurudev hasn't said, but if I could get that chance, okay, you're a good Navadasi. I'll arrange." So in Yogamaya arranges, one day Radharani says, "Oh, Rupa Mantri, who's that Navadasi there? Who is that Navadasi? Oh, she's so and so Saki's Shishya," or whatever, you know, Mantri. "That's right. Oh, hey, Saki, you know this Chitra, you can paint my feet?" "Oh yeah, I'll try." Because you've been watching so steadily, you know, you've been learning by eyes and mind and heart. So now it's your debut, your exam. So you can go and paint. So Yogamaya is, make friends with Yogamaya is important. There's another place of Yogamaya in Vrindavan by Sevakunj. You can see any of these guidebooks. There must be a few guidebooks of Vrindavan lying around your temple there in your library or something. Raja Shekhar. There's a few different books, picture books. And you look up in there, they have it right there. Okay. You know where Sevakunj? You go to Sevakunj.
I have one.
There's a little park. When you're approaching or going through the Pravesh on the left-hand side, out on the street, because the entrance to Sevakunj is there, but then there's a big wall. And it goes, so the entrance is there, so part of the wall, of course, is their property. From the outside, when you're coming in, front gate, on that road there, which goes down to Damodar, like that. So a little bit to the left, going towards Radha Damodar, on that road, just at the end of their property is another property, and that's Purnamasi Mandir. So Purnamasi, I don't know how old, a few hundred years or whatever, they say Prachin, everything's Prachin. Prachin Mandir, old temple of Purnamasi. So Purnamasi she's like Shiva, although Shiva, they put deities everywhere for various purposes, to worship Shiva as Shiva, or to see him as a Digpal. You know, in Mayapur and Avadhoop, you have Proto-Shiva and all these different Shivas, because they protect the Leela Stalis of Krishna. So in the Rasa Stali, we have Gopishwar, Mam Shivat, and Gopishwar, and Yamuna Pulina, Dhira Shamir, and Govinda Stali, Yogapit, all that's all integrated, and Brahmakund, it's all integrated part of the Rasa Leela topography of Krishna's Nitya Leela, and also here in this Vrindavan, we can see. So Purnamasi, she's also orchestrating the Leelas. So you could conceivably, outside of every major, near every major Leela style, you could have a Purnamasi temple also, as we do with Shiva. You go to Nandagram. Nandagram is a major Leela place. Then there's Nandishwar Shiva. The whole hill is Lord Shiva. The whole Parvat is his head or whatever. And up on the top of Nandagram on the left-hand side, there's a Shiva Linga that gets the Mahaprasad every day at Krishna Balaram. First dibs. He gets it. Shiva gets it. So then you go to Terakadamba. Terakadamba is nearby. That's where Rupa Goswami did bhajan. There's Ashishwar Mahadev. It's a big Shiva temple there. So you could all those places, you could put a Purnamasi also. But that's a little esoteric, and somehow she's not a major figure for worship. But Shiva's worshipped from all different levels by all different people. But Purnamasi worship and Purnamasi smarana and meditation is extremely esoteric practice, and tattva would be only understood by the more elevated, advanced devotees on the rag marg, or the inquisitive type.
Rupa Goswami, bhajan kutir also is there in Nandagram.
Yes, Terakadamba. It's right next to Ashishwar Mahadev.